Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network were presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We will be joined in about 2 hours by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. He is the co-host of the Take Command podcast with Craig Hoffman. He'll be on at 9 o'clock. But we wanted to get into some Commanders topics here. First, EB, you are the biggest Commanders fan in the room. How do you come down on their new motto? Actually,
it's a hashtag.
They have two of them, actually.
I don't know if it's a motto.
It's like hail something.
Raise hail.
What is it?
Raise hail. Hashtag raise hail.
Hashtag raise hail.
Don't like it.
Not big
Sorry.
On that?
No. Nope.
What about what they have in their meeting rooms? Thrown up on the walls.
Which is?
Anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Well, Jason said that at the Nutcracker, the first ever Nutcracker, when people were booing
our
white rapper contest.
Well, they were throwing things
at
me.
Are these being promoted by the team or by the HTTC maniacs?
I think the Commanders started the hashtag
raise hail.
I just saw it during the draft, and I am seeing more and more people pick up on that.
I've seen it, but whatever.
It's relatively new. I'm assuming that the Commanders started that because I have seen it as a hashtag, like, when they were announcing who they were picking each round and they were putting it up on the Commander's official Twitter, it would have the hashtag raise hail.
Hey, B, what do you think about that raise hail? You ready to raise some hail?
I don't like it. They do whatever they want.
It's a try hard move in my mind.
It sounds hillbillyish because it sounds like Valdez trying to say raise hail. Hell, but it's hail.
It's too contrived. It's just contrived.
Yeah, that's what I said. Try hard. 800-636-1067. I wonder if people like it. They're really trying hard to bring back hail to the Redskins without saying hail to the Redskins. So they're throwing hail in there.
They want to have a tie.
And then raise. Raise hell, okay, raise hail, but it doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for other people.
No, I see people use it, and I just figure they're the maniacs on the message boards that critique anything. They get upset at any critique of the team.
It just sounds awful.
I think it's
dumb. They use it.
But the good news is it's meaningless.
It doesn't mean
so
anything.
So even though you guys are latching on to this dumb catchphrase, it's meaningless.
All right,
knock yourself out.
So you reference the sometimes maniacal HTTC crowd.
Sometimes. Maniacal.
Yeah, that's true.
Why were they hating on us?
Well, we had Michael Lombardi on yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and he basically said that he preferred Sam Howell over Jaden Daniels.
He opened up a can of worms that had basically been behind us. And that's fine. But we thought it was interesting. They're like, oh, you guys know what you're doing. You're stirring this up. And he's saying it. And you're hiding behind him. But you set him up. What?
We had no idea. I didn't know he felt like that.
Super interesting.
It wasn't just Jaden. It was every quarterback in the draft besides Caleb.
Right.
Yeah. He said a lot of stuff.
He's a former.
And by the way, he did say though,
NFL executive.
He also did say he would probably take Jaden. He's not saying he wouldn't take him.
It was. But he was his saying opinion.
It was malpractice. Right. And everybody we thought that was interesting because it's a guy, people don't like him because, I don't know, maybe he had a failed tenure when he was GM or whatever. But the guy's been around the league for, you know, his whole life, you know, worked with Belichick closely. I think he has an opinion. I respect his opinion.
I think some of the comments are funny. Here, we'll set it up. So Lombardi, who's been an NFL executive, came on the show. And look, we talked to him about the 76ers for a bit because he went off on Joel Embiid and the Sixers. And then the NFL draft in general and what he thought of the Commanders draft.
And I said this to three or four head coaches in the league this offseason.
Yeah.
I would rather have had Sam Howell than a lot of these quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round.
Really? So
which one specifically?
I would rather have Sam Howell than, other than Caleb Williams, I probably would rather have Sam Howell than any of them.
So that opened up the can of worms.
No, they were probably going.
He did couch it by probably. He said, "I probably would rather have Sam Howell than everyone."
But he also said, "I would probably have taken Daniels."
Personally, I think he's a little bit of a crazy man because I'd much rather have Jaden Daniels than Sam Howell.
I think he was right about how Howell was treated.
Yeah, but
and I enjoy relitigating what a buffoon Eric Bieniemy is.
Yes.
I love that.
And that's not what people have a problem
with. Who wants to fight on that?
The HTTC crowd.
He sucks.
Here's the problem with them. They hear what they want to hear.
I understand.
Who said it? Did EB say it?
No.
Did
no.
you say it?
No.
What you did Jason say it or did I say it?
We set him up.
But we endorse it. Yeah, since we had him on the show, we endorse it.
I'm not hiding behind anything. He's right. The enemy sucks.
Yeah, but in terms, they're upset about.
I'll fight anybody.
They're upset that now Sam Howell has been propped up to be better than Jaden Daniels. Here's the irony of this.
Sam Howell's dead.
This is the irony. This is the irony of the HTC crowd. Last year, when guys like me and Drab were saying, hold your horses on anointing Sam Howell the future, they were upset at that.
They're upset at everything.
So they were upset when we were saying, it's too early to anoint Sam Howell the guy. And now they're upset because a guest, Michael Lombardi, is propping up Sam Howell.
Yeah.
So some of the comments. Here's just a sampling of some of the comments that came in yesterday. This is the happiest I've been as a fan for a long time. I'm not letting none of these local media guys ruin it for me. I don't give a damn what they think of JD, and neither does AP and DQ.
For the record, EB had Jaden Daniels number one on his board.
Yes, right. I would take Jaden Daniels over Sam Howell. Of course I would.
But wait, there's more. They are the absolute worst. The local media really can be the worst, just stirring things up. The junkies have been on clown time for a long time. FR, their product, spelled THEY'RE, is hard to listen to.
Right.
The foolishness, typical at Junks Radio. Same old junkies BS. When are these guys going away?
Again, did we create the BS?
We did not.
Here's another one, Cakes.
Hold on. Just so you know. You know what happens is it hits a message board or one of these things.
I know how this works.
And then they
attack.
I'm telling you, this guy who is, I'll give him his props.
A Reddit
Dave thread. Earl the Hogsty. That's his username on Twitter. I think he started a lot of it because a lot of the responses were to Dave's initial tweet. And he goes, I wonder why Mike and the junkies would rather have Sam over Jaden. I know for a fact the film absolutely, all caps, disagrees with his statement. So what's the differing factor? Ridiculous. This is how our new franchise quarterback starts his career in D.C. with these shock jock journalists.
All right, hold on. For the record, Colin Cakes, nobody here is advocating for Sam Howell over Jaden. All of us would take Jaden over Sam Howell. I do think it was malpractice the way they handled Howell.
Separate
once you
issue.
Had the second pick. You had to take a swing at this kid.
Here's the problem with his statement. Nobody knows for a fact that the film absolutely disagrees with the statement.
No,
it is yet to be. We have no data on what Jaden Daniels is going to be in the pros, right?
Right.
So you don't know. We all kind of think Jaden Daniels is going to be a lot better than Sam Howell. Better hope so.
Here's why all those HTTC people are complete hypocrites. Because they go on and on about, we got to trust Adam Peters. All of Adam Peters' decisions are correct. He decided he didn't want Sam Howell. He shipped him off to Seattle. He shipped him as far away as he possibly could.
No, but they agree with it. They agree with that, though.
Who now does? They do.
The HTTC guys.
No. But I'm saying they're genuflecting in front of Adam Peters. Adam Peters didn't want Sam Howell either. He said bye-bye
Sam Howell.
Yeah,
but they agree with that. I don't understand where you're coming from because they agree with that.
They're pissed that Michael Marty said that Howell was better than that.
You're misinterpreting.
We need to give you the Cliff Notes cakes.
They're not advocating for Howell.
The hypocrisy is they were upset at us last year.
Right. Well,
they were upset at us last year when we were taking shots at Sam Howell.
Right.
Now they're upset that a guest propped up Sam Howell.
Right.
They want the radio shows of DC, including ourselves, to essentially be cheerleaders. That's not what we're going to be.
Don't know.
But here the irony is, we're not even the ones who criticized. Michael Lombardi.
We're hiding behind Lombardi because we set him up to say it, because we know exactly what we're doing, because we want to stir the pot.
And that pre-interview went well, didn't it?
Right, yeah, we pre-interviewed him, and then we said, hey, after we talk about the NBA for like an hour, just take some gratuitous shots at Hal, please. Or Jaden,
yeah.
So that we can hide behind your thought. What? These are the same people that got upset when I criticized their Holiday Inn conference room. They literally were upset.
Hey, how?
Like, what do you care? It's a cheap joke.
Let me ask you a question. What are these people going to do when Jaden Daniels goes 8-for-20, throws 160 yards, and rushes for 80 yards, and everyone on the internet calls him a running back?
Right.
I realize that's going to come.
They get upset at everything. It's a very small, loud minority. Again, they were upset when we were taking shots at Hal last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're upset that Michael Lombardi is jocking him so hard.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
JP, they're also upset because
what are you supposed to do?
They've been rooting for a team that hasn't had success for three decades. That's where it all comes down to.
And the bigger thing is people always hear what they want to hear. When it came down to our opinions, I think we all think Jaden Daniels has a chance to be a really good player.
I think he has a chance.
Jason and I prefer Drake May over Jaden Daniels if we had to take the pick. You two guys were Jaden Daniels guys.
I had Jaden number two on my board, right behind Caleb Williams.
I had him over.
That's where
Caleb.
I had him ranked.
None of us had Sam Howell over Jaden Daniels.
He wasn't really an option. Actually,
it was kind of a bombshell from Michael Lombardi. That's why I asked the follow-up. Be specific.
Right. It is so irritating. And
and I love Lombardi. You know what? As a guest, we want
great
people that have opinions. That, by the way, he has a legit resume. It's not like it's not like he's some Twitter kook with five followers.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's right, but he has
right.
a legit opinion.
He's got an opinion, yeah.
Way more valid than every one of those dogs.
And he worked with Bill Belichick. He worked with the 49ers.
He actually has a real resume.
Yeah.
He has a real NFL resume.
Do we have to put him in timeout along with Howard Eskin?
No.
Because
I would have him more often.
I love Lombardi. But, if people are going to say, oh, the only reason we book them is to trash the local team.
Well, that's their fault.
I literally had never thought that about Lombardi until these comments. I mean, maybe the punter stuff, but I thought that was just Bruce Allen issue.
He's just goofing on Bruce Allen.
It was hilarious.
Like, Bruce Allen deserves all of that.
He just demeaned him by calling him the punter. That was such a brilliant.
It's a great nickname.
You know what Michael Lombardi is? The perfect radio guest.
Yeah, the listener's got a...
Well, yeah, but you like him more because he agreed with you.
The listener's got to not be so soft.
That Hal was better than everyone else thought.
Michael Lombardi's
But I liked him when he called him the punter. I'm literally at my pants.
I know, but if he came on the show yesterday and said, Hal sucked. I mean, he was terrible. You probably wouldn't like him as much.
Maybe. That's probably true. But I do think he's a perfect radio guest.
He's good on the radio.
He and I happen to be in sync.
Yeah, he's good on the radio. But all these guys are stupid because... I didn't like, if you ever listened to the show at all last year, I didn't like Hal. Do I like him better than Marcus Mariota?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they weren't going to have a second-year guy as a backup to a rookie. Mm. So,
Hal, and I thought that it was
these
malpractice.
These people are stupid.
No, I think losing has made a lot of people angry.
That's true.
The weight of this hapless franchise has just been...
Well, that's true.
It's been burdened with a lot of the fans.
Right.
And
it puts
so
them
they
in a negative headspace.
Yes.
Well, it rubs off on me because half the time I think we're just swimming upstream and there's no hope. But we'll see. I like what they've done so far, but I can get pretty negative pretty quick. I can get pretty negative real quick.
Eventually, they're going to win. I don't know when that is.
Well, like you said,
but I think I've got a good
clock is right twice a day.
I've got a good vibe on this regime, this coaching staff,
yeah.
this roster, the roster.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. But hey, one of these times it's going to work. I really thought the Shanahan era was going to work out.
I thought McNabb was going to work.
And that was
Me
three
too.
Regimes ago.
Yeah. They've done so many things I thought were going to work.
Do you think these people would act this way if they had a couple playoff berths in the last five
of
years?
Of course not.
Two or three.
I think they still might. They're very parent. They're protective of their team. Like your team. Look, the Ravens have been hugely successful. If anybody takes a shot at the Ravens, you get the face and we shut down for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And you've had success.
That's right. A lot of success.
Right. So I think it's not that we just that we lose. It's been a terrible franchise for 30 years, no doubt.
Also,
but it's not just that.
It might be something to the effect of someone doing a pot shot from far, like Lombardi doesn't really know the ins and outs of the team.
That's true.
Let's say a lot of the crowd does.
I think it's more because they're relitigating something that is basically behind us. Even I admit this is I like Hal, but it's over. It didn't work.
Yeah, it's
over.
It's ancient
and,
history.
You know, I hope that in a couple years he gets another shot. I don't expect it to be anytime soon, but it's over.
I actually don't care what happens to Sam Howell. Like, if he flames out and he's working back at North Carolina in 5 years, so be it. If he becomes a really good quarterback, good for him.
Yeah, but he's dead to me.
But
we didn't relitigate the topic. He brought it up, and I thought it was interesting. But I agree. It's over. It's definitely over.
Let's go to this call. And by the way, Valdez, I'm glad you lifted your Ravens talk embargo, which you threatened a few months ago.
I know. I still don't bring them up. I only comment when people ask for my comment.
Good.
I've said this many times, though. There's a certain set of fans. I think it's a loud minority. They expect us to be cheerleaders for all the local teams. The other thing is, it's very rare that all four of us have the exact same opinion, and they will hear what they want to hear and say, the junkie said this.
True. That's always true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been true for 30 years.
Poor listening. That's what it is.
The one that's always correct is me. So just listening. All right, let's go to Johnny. Johnny Fredericksburg.
Hey, man. Hey, how you guys doing? This is
What's up, Johnny?
Look, I listen to your show all the time. I'm not the biggest fan, and it's not saying you guys don't do a good job, but I guess that does sound counterintuitive, but my point is that Mike Lombardi interview was 10 out of 10.
Of course.
I was walking my dog and then I had to stop and wait, I put it on pause. I went upstairs and listened to the interview. I'm like, dude, this is great. I felt the same way he does. Sam Howell didn't, I'm not I don't want Sam Howell.
I know. Who cares? Why do you not like the Jumps?
Yeah. Give us that.
We don't care about that.
You're not the biggest fan because.
Why? What are you like? You don't like Lurch?
Why?
You guys, no offense, you guys are a little bit older than me. I'm 32. You guys talk about golf.
Okay, so we're
much,
it's over.
Generation talking about golf too much.
Talking about golf. Golf's only an old man game. Is that what you think?
Yeah, personally, it's pretty boring.
But too much pickleball, golf.
We're older, so you don't like us to roll.
Noscopy talk.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be
rude. I mean, we did a whole thing on
condoms.
What about preloading your condom? We did that yesterday. That doesn't appeal to you?
Now you're sounding thirsty.
You're not into that,
Johnny. You said
you guys are funny. You guys are totally funny.
But
that's why I do listen to you.
Yeah, but Johnny, you said you're not the biggest fan, but you said you listen to us all the time. I don't understand.
Because we're mesmerizing. You can't
help it. I listen to 106.7 all the time. I drive home. I work overnight, so usually I catch you guys.
When we get fired and we do our own thing or we show up on another station, you'll never listen.
Probably not, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I might check you out here and there to see what you guys
are. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, it's cool. I get it. I mean, you're not going to bring everybody.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, but, I do listen to you guys. I love the interview. I love your content sometimes. Sometimes it's a little bit too much. But, the whole thing with Sam Howell is, dude, the O-line didn't do him any favors. And he held on to...
All right. See you later.
Bye, Johnny.
Thanks,
Johnny. Be good.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more Commanders a bit later in the show. Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, he'll join us coming up at 9 a.m. here on the Jeff.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did LeBron play his last game as a Laker as they are eliminated by the Nuggets? His quote after the game, last game with the Lakers, I don't answer. He is going to wait and see what the Lakers do as far as constructing the roster in the offseason.
Well, he wants to play with his son. He wants to play with Bronny. That's what he said.
Okay, I understand that.
I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but that's what he wants to do.
I mean, let's be honest. Is it really realistic? I guess he's so powerful that he can make it happen. But isn't that kind of embarrassing that you force the team to draft your kid, like even with the –
I think it's embarrassing.
But we're just wondering where he's going to play. And I think if Bronny's a second round pick somewhere, if it's by the Lakers, Lakers don't have a first round pick.
They have the 55th overall pick in the upcoming draft.
And the 55th overall pick is probably a player that usually doesn't make a roster anyway. But it could be Bronny. Mm-hmm. And then if they take Bronny at the 55th pick, then maybe he comes back. Or maybe another team says, hey, we want to bring Bronny in and fill the seats. Maybe they draft him. But who knows?
I've seen some analysts.
I mean, he is 39 years old.
I've seen some analysts. I don't know where he falls in a mock draft. And he didn't average but like 5 or 6 points at USC.
I don't think he falls anywhere in a mock draft.
But I have seen some legit analysts say that he can be an NBA player, that he has certain skills that maybe weren't highlighted this season. Of course, he was coming off the cardiac arrest situation.
Right. Well, I think that would scare off a lot of
teams. That he can play defense and he can be a spot-up shooter and can sometimes facilitate an offense, that he could fit on an NBA roster. And I don't think it's entirely outrageous. Giannis's brother is on the Bucks, and I don't think he ever plays. He's almost like a mascot at the end of the bench. So if I'm a team, I would do it. Why not? You get LeBron. LeBron is still a great player. Take a look at what he did last night. Take a look what he did the entire series. I haven't punched up his average for the series, but against the Nuggets, he basically averaged, I'm spitballing off the top of my head, but he basically averaged about 30 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He's still an excellent player. Is he the top player in the game anymore? No, but he's top 10.
I don't think anybody would dispute that. It's just the question, and I think that Bronny probably is athletic enough and gifted enough that he could maybe not embarrass himself in a few minutes here and there, right? Because, and it's unfair with the kid. It's unfair that he's LeBron's kid.
Right. He'll never obviously can't live up to his dad.
You're never going to be
it's
like
it's absurd
your dad.
To think that.
I had a guy come to me. Now, he was saying this tongue-in-cheek, but he, just yesterday he said, you know what the Wizards should do? They should trade their pick. They should draft Caitlin Clark. And then they should draft Bronny, and they'll sell out every game. No, they won't win. But who cares? They're not going to win anyway.
Who is this weirdo pitching this?
Okay, he's doing it tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
how many transfusions deep were they on the course?
No. He's saying it tongue-in-cheek, but from a marketing perspective.
Oh, marketing, of course it works.
They would sell out every game. They wouldn't win a game.
The Caitlin
Clark
game,
sell out every,
the Indiana Fever game
for a year.
Why would they sell out every game?
You know that. It's already sold out.
With Bronny.
Just with Bronny, you mean?
Yeah.
Would they?
So you're just assuming that if they signed Bronny, or drafted Bronny, LeBron's coming.
You would get LeBron, but that's not even the factor. Just Caitlin, her drawing power, and Bronny, the curiosity factor. Then you throw in LeBron,
I don't know that LeBron.
I don't know if he would come to the
Wizards.
I don't know
that LeBron is going to force it. I, I,
He should.
It might have been on his TV show, The Shop. I saw a clip where I thought it was actually being a good parent in this situation. Like, he's giving LeBron the space to figure it out. He's not forcing it on him. I don't think he wants to put too much pressure on Bronny. And I'm not convinced that Bronny is going to go to the NBA. I saw a report like a week or two ago that, and it seemed shocking to me, that he might end up at Duquesne. There's some sort of Duquesne connection. Is the head coach Duquesne?
Was he's got a connection to LeBron.
The head coach is LeBron's best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Or one of them.
Let me just point this out, because I know none of you guys are staying up late to watch the games. And I didn't watch last night, but I watched every minute of all the other games. LeBron averaged 28 points in this series. He averaged 8.8 assists and 6.8 rebounds on 56.6% shooting from the field and 38.5% from the three-point line. At his age, it is unbelievable what he is doing. I think Michael Jordan is the greatest player I've ever seen. I won't elevate LeBron over Michael Jordan. But it's but look, when Jordan came back and played for the Wizards, he wasn't doing what LeBron's doing. LeBron has found some sort of fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. It may be some illegal enhancers. I don't know what he's doing.
For sure.
But at his age, he's basically 40 years old, and he's putting up those numbers against the defending champions. It is uber impressive.
No one's arguing with you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
But you know what?
You're not watching it.
LeBron and Anthony.
No, I see enough clips.
But LeBron and Anthony Davis, like you said, they're leading 70% of these games, and they're losing them in the last 3 minutes. I mean, at some point.
Yeah, Nuggets are a better team.
Right, but at some point, you got to look at LeBron and Davis and go, all right, make some stops. You're two superstars defensively. Make some stops. And I'm not sure. I mean, LeBron plays a ton of minutes, and I'm not sure his stamina is where it needs to be in the 47th minute that it was in the 27th.
Hey, for you QB wins crowd, that's a big L for LeBron. It's a big one. Team lost. He sucks. He's no good.
Their team is not as good as the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are great. Jokic is the best player in the game.
It's all about the superstars.
Jamal Murray might be the best closer in the game. But LeBron is great. I don't think it's his last game with the Lakers. It's possible.
Well, the Lakers are going
to do everything they can. He's going to explore free agency.
Right.
You know what LeBron does? He'll maximize his contract.
100%. He's got a $51 million option. He's looking at that like, I'm not going to pick that up. I can go out on the market and get more. Or renegotiate with the Lakers.
And if he can bring Bronny along, I don't personally think that's what he's going to do. But I don't begrudge him.
It's just kind of Bronny might want to go back to college. It's a novelty act, in my opinion. Like, you're trotting your kid out. Like, you're wielding your clout and power to get your kid a spot on a team when he doesn't really.
But that happens all the time, though, in every industry. Would you not give your, if your son said he was interested in broadcasting, you could twist an ear and get him a weekend DJ spot.
I'm not saying I'm above
right.
doing
we would all not do the same thing. We would all do the same thing.
I'm just saying it's a little embarrassing.
But wouldn't Bronny want to sign somewhere where he's got a chance to win a championship in his last contract? I don't think he's just going to go to a bad team if that team agrees to draft Bronny.
I think he might.
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I
don't know. I just,
but I also think, look, wherever LeBron is,
I think he wants to go.
I used to think Kevin Durant had a chance to be as good as LeBron James, but Kevin Durant, outside of Golden State, he hasn't won anything. Every place LeBron goes, they at least have a chance to win, and he won with the Lakers. He won with Cleveland. He won with Miami. And, yes, they got bounced in the first round by the Nuggets. But had they faced other teams, they might have won.
Yeah, but if Charlotte says, all right, we'll draft Bronny, and he goes to Charlotte.
I bet you LeBron, pretty much any place he goes, he'll bring along other players, and there'll be a winning team that'll have a chance to win.
Maybe, but they don't have a chance to win.
Jordan played with the Bullets. Wizards, whatever the hell they were called.
I know, well.
And missed the playoffs.
Part of that was the ownership deal.
JP, he's got Anthony Davis as a teammate. Jordan played with the equivalent of the Wizards this year.
He's got a Hall
LeBron,
of Famer.
LeBron, what do you mean against the Nuggets? Oh, they ran up against. They were the 7 seed. They played a ton of games. They're a below average team. LeBron stat pads. You are falling for the oldest trick in the book.
I disagree with that. I watched all the games. He's not stat padding.
Fine. He's good. He's very
good. He's
putting
up numbers in the fourth quarter.
He's incredible.
The team underachieved to an extent.
He's got
Anthony
Davis
of injuries
on his team.
Agreed.
But I also think
all good teams. How does he, every team left in the playoffs has at least two good players.
Did the Lakers underachieve this year?
Sure.
Yes, they did. Did they underachieve last year? Yes, they did.
Yeah, but I also
they won
think
a Mickey Mouse
didn't
ring.
They go to the conference finals last year?
Or the year before, but they were like the 8 seed.
They made it to the conference finals last year.
Isn't LeBron at this point where I think LeBron is at this stage where he doesn't care about the regular season? Like, I think he blows it off. Like,
what do you do this series then?
Well, I think it's hard to come through in a clutch, and they're a better team, clearly. But
got
but
that in-season tournament
but
ring.
But I would say LeBron strikes me as a guy, and I only watch it from afar at this point. I don't think he cares about the regular season at all. He just wants to be tuned up and ready to go in the playoffs. I think that's where he is in his stage of his career. You don't think
I'm
so?
Sure he just wants to get through the regular season.
They barely made the playoffs.
Right. But I think he barely cares.
They were 12 games above 500. I mean, the Western Conference was really, really good.
They were one game above the 9 seed. They barely made the playoffs.
I understand
well,
that's
because they're a two-man
you have
show.
To look at the context. They missed a lot of regular season games. I think what EB says is very valid. It's all about the playoffs for LeBron James and the Lakers.
I don't think he cares about the regular season. I mean, I'm not saying it's the right approach.
Anthony Davis played more games than you would expect because he's always injured. But LeBron missed a bunch of games. They had a lot of guys out at different times this season. They are a good team. I'm not saying they're a great team. They came up against a better team. The Nuggets are a better team. They're the defending champions. What I'm saying is LeBron is still great. Free agency. He can do whatever he wants. I'm guessing he would stay with the Lakers because let's say he wants to join an Eastern Conference team.
Right, I gave you
that has a chance. The Sixers. Let's say he wants to join the Sixers. He could join the Sixers if he wants, but does he really want another jersey? Maybe it doesn't matter.
I don't think he cares about that either.
He doesn't care. He's been on so many different teams at this point.
He doesn't care about the jersey. He definitely doesn't
care. He played more games this year than he did last year. He had more injuries last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he missed 10 games this year.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think
71
he cares
games
that
for
much.
Him plus
that's
the,
a lot.
Plus five in the playoffs. That's a lot for a 39-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think he's still a very, very good player.
If I had to bet he'll stay with the Lakers. They'll do some tweaking, and they'll grasp. They may fire Darvin Ham, move on from
that
him.
That looks like that's a given. They're already writing about it, like immediately after the game.
They're not getting past Denver.
Well, now they're probably not getting past a bunch of teams in the West. They wouldn't get past the T-Wolves. They wouldn't get past probably the Thunder.
So
a bunch of teams.
I'm not certain of that.
Draft.
I think the Lakers, as they are currently constructed, could beat some of those teams. They can't beat the Nuggets.
So is your opinion that LeBron
we'll
is just a fraud at this point? Is that what
you're
saying?
No, I don't think he's a fraud. I just don't understand why JP's like making all of these excuses for him. Like he's on the Spurs or something.
I think
the Lakers are underachieving.
I think the Lakers in the playoffs would beat many of the top teams. They can't beat Denver. Denver owns.
They couldn't beat anybody during the regular season. They were the 11 seed.
I don't think they would
seven seed and seven seed.
I don't think they
would
beat Minnesota. I don't think they would beat the Thunder in a best of seven. My opinion.
I have no opinion on that. I don't know.
I mean, they're a two man show. You're just not going to beat good teams.
Yeah,
two man show.
Anthony Davis is sidelined, then it's a one man show.
I mean, I'll disagree. I mean, Austin Reeves is a really good player. D'Angelo Russell will have his moments.
Russell didn't do anything.
JP's in, he's in off-season mode. The draft's been over for 3 days. He just started a LeBron versus Jordan debate. It's going to be a long summer.
Ruri didn't do anything in the series.
Well, I mean, you really
you can be Rick. I didn't start any LeBron versus Jordan debate. I'm saying that LeBron right now is still an excellent player, and he's going to choose to go with a contender, not some bum team, because Bronny's going to join him.
No,
I don't
think,
even
I
know if he's going to have to have Bronny.
I think he would join a bum team to have his.
But also don't think any team that he'd be on would be a bum team because he elevates teams to where they're going to be competitive.
Yeah, but if he joined like a terrible team, he might get them maybe
to 500.
Near the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That's about all.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we are going to gamble on Jaden Daniels' rookie stat lines. We'll do that at 8 o'clock coming up here. On the Jump.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Possible big potential shakeup in the travel game? Here's your headline. Southwest is considering implementing assigned seats, report says.
To shake up your life, cakes.
Not really.
Have they always had the open seat policy forever?
Yes. I think it's been kind of like one of their hallmarks.
Yeah.
Now you can obviously pay to upgrade to get a better letter and number. Like
right.
if you're stuck
better
like,
group.
If you're stuck like C59 and you know you're just gonna get boned and right. like the worst seat on the plane, you can pay like $20 and like I think they call it their early bird, and then you get bumped up to an A spot.
Yeah.
And you get hooked. I tend to roll the dice though. I'll just take my number spot C44. I'll line up in those weird stanchions that they have.
Oh.
And I'll look at my boarding pass and be like, are you seat 42? Are you seat 45? Find my place in line.
I really
and
don't
hope
like
for the
those.
Best.
I really don't like that. I hate it. And I always pay the extra $20 or whatever to be in A.
I hate that.
I can't be waiting because I'm always concerned about getting my.
I know you
my
travel carry-ons. With so many carry-ons.
I got to have my carry-ons on.
Well, yeah. Then you have
and
to
I don't Southwest, like checking anything.
Flying Southwest a week from now. I actually love Southwest.
I've
never
it.
Had knock on wood. I've never had a bad experience mm-hmm. with it. I know it rubs people the wrong way, the cattle call.
Yeah.
But if you're on it in terms of like your check-in, you'll get a decent number.
It's got to be 24 hours, right? It's got to be
24 hours.
Exactly 24 hours.
Does your golf bag fly for free?
Yeah, two bags fly for free. So your golf bag will fly for free. You can send another one and then have a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had an issue with my clubs being lost cuz I drop an AirTag in my bag.
Oh, nice.
So I know where it is at all times.
Very good.
That's actually a good idea.
Smart. Look at you, Valdez, seasoned traveler.
See, now,
over there.
The problem is if you're going to fly Southwest and they change this policy, they're going to charge more for the seats.
Right.
The reason they're That's changing they're the policy yeah. is
well, it's just a
you
report.
Probably
they're
have
not...
the number. Well, they're considering changing the policy is they lost almost $250 million last quarter. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That
you have
like
the number
loss.
In front of you?
I don't think
I can punch
I
up
it.
The article.
But
they're trying to generate more revenue.
The only thing I don't like about Southwest is out of all of the airlines, I think they are the most accommodating to fatties.
Okay.
Mm. So
you don't like that.
Yeah. So it looks like a cattle call, a legit cattle call on the airplane.
Uh-huh.
They allow, I think they allow fatties to buy extra seats.
Mm-hmm.
They refund fatties for buying extra seats. They let fatties on before, like, military veterans to go pick their fat seats.
Well, that should not be the case.
No, I'm pretty sure they let them go on first so they can pick their fatty seat out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are they going to change that rule that they won't charge for the bags?
No, they've said that they're not going to mess with that.
They're running commercials right now bragging about the two bags free.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a major selling point for them.
Here it is. Southwest reported a loss of $231 million or 39 cents a share for the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to shake it up so they get customers to pay extra to get a preferred seat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that can generate $231 million. Maybe it does if everybody wants to get their preferred seats.
Well, apparently their labor costs went up 20%, so almost $500 million. I mean, they're just going to start jacking up the seat prices.
That's
the only way to make it back.
I mentioned this recently. Look, I took Spirit Airlines, which a lot of people grill, on my last trip. All my flights were on time. I did connecting flights, so I flew from here to Orlando to Puerto Rico.
Anytime I see
a
skirmish on an airline, it's on a Spirit Airlines.
They might need better PR for some reason.
If there's a dust up in one of on a flight, it's usually Spirit
Airlines.
But
what I was going to say is what I found is the reason I chose Spirit is it was, especially for a trip of a family of four, and ended up being, it was over $1,000 cheaper than some of my other options. I thought it was $1,000 cheaper.
Oh.
They charge you for every bag and every last little thing, it adds up. Yeah. It still ends up being cheaper.
Mm-hmm. What is their bit? Like, why can Spirit be so much cheaper than everybody else? What is their deal? Do they...
Are they old planes or something?
No, they nickel and dime you. So a lot of times by the end of it, you're paying
the
same. Just as
right, you're
as
looking
all these
at this. Oh, look at this amazing price. But, and then you add two bags and you add whatever. And it's
definitely a lot cheaper. One thing I noticed, it's a very small thing, but you know, in the back of chairs, you'll have the little pouch which has magazines.
Sure.
They don't even have a full one of those. It's like a little net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're cutting.
You put something there, and it's always falling.
I don't.
You're just not going to get the extras. Like, they'll charge you for a Coke.
But usually, when I fly, it's United.
I'm a United guy,
but I don't fly a lot.
Yeah,
you're flying one of the big sillies. You're not skimping on
a lot of people don't like United. I do it just because I have the credit card with the benefits.
Yeah,
you know. But my wife actually, she gets annoyed with it.
And maybe I'm stupid. Maybe United is the most expensive. I have no idea. But I rarely fly Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever flown Spirit.
I've never flown Spirit.
My youngest refused to fly Spirit.
JetBlue. I like JetBlue. Usually JetBlue.
Oh, she turned her nose up at Spirit?
Yeah, because my wife was trying to find cheaper flights to Vegas.
Yeah.
And she threw out Spirit. My daughter
said,
no. She gave
it to said, no, no, no.
I don't know why we let a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, well, I would love to know her reasoning. What was her reasoning?
She just thinks it's nubs.
Probably seen the online stuff, which Cakes has seen.
Well, she probably thinks it'll crash.
What's more awkward?
She just thinks it's cheap. That's all. Not that it's like not bougie enough. She just thinks it's not safe, I think, because it's so. I'm sure that she's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Two blocks today.
And you know what? I kind of sided with her. Uh-huh. I said, yeah, I don't think I can do Spirit.
Right.
How many times did you fly this year? You flew a bunch, didn't you?
We usually fly about six or eight
times. Five to ten times?
I'd say six or eight times a year.
I don't think I flew at all last year.
You're flightless?
Unless I'm spacing it.
You're a big flightless bird. You're like an ostrich over there. No flight.
I'm not flying every week, but, you know.
Am I spacing it? I don't think I flew once last year.
Yeah.
I haven't this year.
Are you flying to Smashville?
Smashville.
Aren't you going to Nashville?
Oh, Nashville. Sorry.
Smashville is the stupid
nickname the Preds have given Nashville.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, I am flying to Smashville.
Okay, got it.
But I'm flying before that because I'm going
there'd
out
be
to
be no Pebble. Smashing, right. But he is going to Smashville. Right.
Yeah. He's going to no Smashville. That's where he's headed.
Unsmashville.
I don't know,
Smashville.
Maybe I just put in BWI to San Juan. First thing comes up for cheapest.
What?
Spirit Airlines is money.
There's got to be they're cutting a corner somewhere.
Spirit Airlines,
if they're adding nickel and dime in you for peanuts and everything.
I think it's the services on the plane.
Are you even allowed to bring a full-on backpack on Spirit Airlines? Or do they charge you for that? Is that considered a personal item?
Like a carry-on?
I think your carry-on is fine. As long as
it's like a backpack
I think most of the people that fly Spirit are the type of people that are flying for like a weekend, and they, and they're not bringing a bag to check. They just have everything like a hobo on a knapsack.
But you can't bring one of those wheeled, like,
no, not a big boy.
Like,
no, like a backpack or a larger.
Usually stuff into the overhead compartment. You can't bring one of those.
Like a duffel
Spirit.
Bag? No. I don't think you can.
They charge for carry-ons.
Like Chris Russell couldn't bring his bag that he stuffs all of his
you can bring it.
Ground beef and his whatever drinks, clothes.
Has anybody ever documented for the listeners?
Oh,
like,
I think they've done it before.
Yeah,
I think his producers have done it before.
I mean, I like Chris, and I don't really like to everyone just piles on him.
Uh-huh.
But he literally just walks around like. I mean, like a vagrant, like a, a homeless person.
I mean, he's got a big salad bowl in there. I mean, he's got probably a change of clothes in there.
He's such a nice guy, and I like him. He might be the second sloppiest guy I've ever met. He's right up there.
We got there's a lot of sloppy guys in radio.
I don't want to say it, but there's a couple. We got a couple.
There's got to be a sloppy
JP,
couple
what's the comfort of Spirit? Because that's probably another issue.
Similar to American Airlines or any other flight, in my opinion.
What is the what?
He said, what's the comfort?
Comfort like the seat space.
They're
comfort.
All the same. They're all uncomfortable.
Oh, they're not all the same.
Well, for me, they are.
I don't find any of them.
When I flew to Costa Rica, the flight to Costa Rica, I believe it was on Avianca Airlines, most uncomfortable seats I've ever sat in on any flight, bar none. The trip back was fine. We got a hoopty on the way down to Costa Rica. With banged up seats. I don't know what it was. But
I think the bottom of the barrel, it's not Southwest. It's Spirit and Frontier.
Yeah.
There are a couple of airlines like that. My personal experience was very positive with Spirit.
Very good. Good for you.
I'm staying away from that.
So is your daughter, apparently.
Yep. We ain't doing Spirit.
All right, when we come back, we will gamble on Jaden Daniels' stat lines as a rookie coming up for the Washington Commanders. I got all the over-under numbers. Right here. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.